Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 18, The Perfection of Renunciation, Text Number 15. Sharira Vangmano Bira Yat Karma Parabhyate Nara Nayam Vavi Paritamva Panchaite Tasya Hetava Sharira Vangmano Birya Kama Parabhyate Naraha Nyayam Vavi Paritamva Panchaite Tasya Hetava Sharira Vangmano Birya Karma Parabhyate Naraha Nayam Vavi Paritamva Panchate Tasya Hetava Sharira Vangmidarabhirya Nidhavirte Naraha Nayam Vavi Paritamva Deyasehetava. Ladies, Sharira Vangmano Virya Karma Parabhyate Naraha Nayam Vavi Paritamva Panchaite Tasya Hetava Sharira by the body. Vak, speech. Manobi, and mind. Yat, which. Karma, work. Parabhyate, begins. Narha, a person. Nayam, right. Va, or. Viparitam, the opposite. Va, or. Pancha, five. Ete, all these. Tasya, its. Hetava, causes. Translation purported by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Whatever right or wrong action a man performs by body, mind, or speech is caused by these five factors. Please repeat. Whatever right or wrong action man performs by body, mind, or speech is caused by these five factors. Prabhupada, the words right and wrong are very significant in this verse. Right work is work done in terms of the prescribed directions in the scriptures. And wrong work is work done against the principles of these scriptural injunctions. But whatever is done requires these five factors for its complete performance. So the text again, Shariram Vangmano Biryat Karma Parabhyate Nara Nayam Vavi Paritam Vap Panchate Tasya Hetava. Whatever right or wrong action man performs by body, mind, or speech is caused by these five factors. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutve Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tanamane Namaste Sarasvatam Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Srinivadi Paskatyade Sitarne. Well, Bhagavad Gita is very consistent in its explanation. That is, two principles of knowledge. One is that we're all eternal souls. And the other is that Krishna is God and that the soul is the servant of Krishna. Everything is based upon that. And whatever we else's in Bhagavad Gita is simply an explanation of that. In the previous verse, we heard that there are five causes for the accomplishment of any kind of action. Adhisthanam tata karata, that the place of action and the doer, adhisthanam tata karata, karanam cha pritag vidan, vividas cha pritag chesta, daivam chaivatra panchama. The endeavor, the senses, and ultimately the super soul. These are the five causes of action. So, we have the soul, we have the super soul, and we have everything else in the material world, which Krishna summarizes as the material energy in different forms. And whatever we're doing is a combination of those five factors. But here it says, right and wrong. Shrira vangmano viryat kara parabhyate nayam va viparitam va. Proper and improper. So proper activity really means that which would put us under the influence of the internal energy. Now the question is, why would we bother? What do we care about whether we're in the internal energy or the external energy? Well, if we're in the internal energy, we suffer. And if we're in the internal energy, we're in bliss. So we can choose. Shite chiya imam dharmam sampadam avyayo jnana jagnena. By the sacrifice, by the worship of knowledge. So it's knowledge that can bring us to the spiritual energy. And it's ignorance that keeps us in the material energy. So knowledge is the key. That's why we're advised to study Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Prabhupada's books, so we can get real knowledge. Real knowledge is not some academic knowledge where we memorize some of the things like for the Bhakti Shastri test. I mean, that's good because it's at least it's theoretical knowledge. But actual knowledge, Krishna says, apiched papi sarve byak papakriti maha sarvam jnana plane vaiva vrijinam santarishasi. That apiched asipapebya. By this knowledge, one can become free from all reactions of sinful activities. It's the boat that can transport one from the material realm to the spiritual realm. As a blazing fire turns firewood to ashes, so does the fire of transcendental knowledge burn to ashes all the accumulated reactions of our previous activities. So at the end of Bhakti Shastri, if we've studied it properly and applied it, then all our sinful reactions should be burnt away in the ecstasy of devotional service. Nihi jnanena sadrisham pavitramiha vidite tat svayam yogasamsida kalena atmani vidite. In this world there is nothing so more sublime and pure than transcendental knowledge. Such knowledge is the mature fruit of all mysticism, and one who achieves this achieves a self within himself at due course of time. In other words, the whole purpose of knowledge is to come in contact with Krishna. Our intelligence is meant to link us in devotional service to Krishna, which is called Buddhi Yoga. So that's called proper activity. When the soul wants to serve Krishna, that's all. Because simply to want to serve Krishna is not sufficient. We have to find out what Krishna wants. To want to please Krishna is very good, but then we should find out what Krishna wants us to do to please him. So those are two aspects of knowledge, of Buddhi Yoga. One is to find out what Krishna wants us to do, and the other is how to do it in such a way as to please him. That's called Anyabhilasita Shunyam Jnana Karma Didavritam Anukulyena Krishna Anushilanam Bhakti Uttama. That it should be for Krishna, our activities. If they're not for Krishna, then they're called Shravam Evahi Kevalam. And scripture says that, as Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Yomam Evam Samudo Janati Purushottama Sasarvavit Vajante Mam Sarvabhavena Bharata. Anyone who knows me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead without doubting is said to be the knower of everything, and therefore he engages himself in full devotional service. Iti Guyatama Shastram Idam iti guyatama shastram idam uktam maya, no sorry. Uktam maya iti gyan iti guyatama shastram idam yuktva mayanaga etam budva buddhivat syat krita kritas chavarata, that this is the most confidential part of all the Vedic scriptures, that anyone knows this becomes wise, and his endeavors will know perfection. So all this scriptural injunction, 10 billion verses in the Vedas, is all meant to convince us that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If one knows that in truth, then he knows the purport of all the 10 billion Vedic verses. And if one doesn't know that, then he's just wasted his time studying 10 billion Vedic verses. So knowledge is the center, and knowledge, by using knowledge, then we can link ourselves with Krishna. And that knowledge is called Shastra. There can't be any contradiction to Shastra, and Shastra says Krishna is God. So if we're serving Krishna, then properly, knowing what he wants us to do, then we're properly situated in the internal energy. And if we don't do that, if we don't find out what Krishna wants us to do, and we don't do things to please Krishna, then, it is said, we'll have to act according to lust, anger, and greed. It's not, and this is all done out of delusion and forgetfulness with little spiritual intelligence. Trividam narakasyedam dvaram nashtam atmanaha kama krodha tatalobas tasmat etam trayam jayajat. There are three gates leading to hell: lust, anger, and greed. Every sane person should try to become free from them because they lead to the degradation of the self. So as soon as we stop trying to figure out what Krishna wants us to do, as soon as we stop doing things for Krishna, then at once we come under the control of the illusory energy. And we'll be forced to act according to the influence of the modes of nature, maybe goodness or passion, ignorance. And what is the result? Is that yakshastra vidim utsrija vartite kamakarata sasidim avapnoti nasukam naparam gatim. That one who doesn't investigate what Krishna wants, he doesn't act according to shastra, scripture, then he can obtain either and acts whimsically, which means according to lust, anger, greed, etc., then he neither obtains peace nor happiness nor the supreme destination. In other words, sure, we can be very successful in the material world. We can gain millions or billions of dollars. We can control unlimited resources, material energy, and direct people how to do things, become expert at sports or in entertainment or in business or philosophy, whatever. We can become so expert, everyone will admire us. They'll even build a statue for us downtown Ljubljana. Yes, we can become so expert that people will sing about our glories for the next decade. Well, we should try to do steady devotional service. In other words, utsaha nischaya dharyat, the beginning is patience, patiently hearing. So we should regularly and patiently hear, and then our confidence will be there. And then real enthusiasm will awaken. Real enthusiasm, there's no danger for real enthusiasm when it's actually based on knowledge and patience.
More of like a mode of
Yeah, well, enthusiasm can arise from any. People are in the mode of ignorance are quite enthusiastic too about the mode of ignorance. People in passion are quite enthusiastic too. Matter of fact, sometimes they seem more enthusiastic than even the devotees are. If you go to a football game, people are quite enthusiastic. But we have to patiently hear so we can be enthusiastic about becoming Krishna's servant. And develop our confidence that Krishna actually exists and knowledge about what the process of linking with Krishna is. And then when we have that expertise and that understanding and we link with Krishna, then by actually coming in contact with Krishna, that spiritual enthusiasm. Yes. Well, it's according to one's past activities and one's receptiveness. One's past activities, if one has cultivated devotional service in the past lifetime, and one has put themselves karmically in a situation where they'll be receptive to the holy name. Just like if people are vegetarians, then the mentality is not so vicious. And if they're vegetarians, then they're not so, they're a mental, or, and therefore when they hear the holy name, their hearts are a little softer, they may be able to appreciate it more, may have more of an effect. Krishna says that in Bhagavad Gita, Dormenavriyatai Vinira Yatar Darsho Malayanata, Yatad Tenevita Garabhastata Tenevam Avritam. As the mirror is covered by dust, or the embryo is covered by the womb, or the fire is covered by smoke, so the living entity is covered by different degrees of lust. According to the covering we have, we may become more or less receptive. And also it depends upon our particular situation. If someone is believing that they're enjoying unlimitedly in the material world and they have great hopes, future expectations of how much they're going to improve their material existence, the holy name won't mean very much to them. And for those who are a little more inquisitive about why I'm suffering and how to get free from it, they may become a little bit more receptive. All right, thank you very much. Granta Raj Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Gaur Premanande Haribol.